Loving Father in heaven, without you I can do nothing that you accept. Because of this, dear God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, grant me your spirit, dear Father, that I may do several things. One of them is speak with humility. Another, I may speak the truth. Another, I may speak boldly and compassionately. Let the Spirit in me, dear God, which is the Spirit in the Word, be the Spirit that enlightens those who listen. We thank you for bringing us safely. We thank you, dear God, with all the troubles in our world today, we still enjoy freedom of worship in this blessed country. We ask you, dear God, help us to do all we can, because this freedom will not last forever. Bless all who've come. Bless our guests who've come back. Now, dear God, use me for your glory alone and for the blessing of your people. I pray from my heart in Jesus' name. Let God's people say, amen and amen. Our subject for today, the example of a sinner. What did I say? What was last night's message? All right, the example of a sinner. Now, if there's someone with paper and pencil, I want you to keep a list. All right? A list. Item number one on the list. Let us go to Job chapter 14. We'll read verse 1. Job 14, reading verse 1. Have you found Job? Find Psalms and go one book before Psalms. Find Esther, go one book after Esther. Job chapter 14, we'll read verse 1. How many of you have my version? Raise your hands. All right. Read with me. Man that is born of a woman is of and full of trouble. Now, man that is what? Born of a woman. How does everyone come into the world except Adam and Eve? They are born of a woman. The Bible says, mankind, we are born of women. That's how we come into the world. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Let's read verse 4. Who's keeping my list? Nobody? Oh, okay. All right. Now, we need two columns. We need sinner and Christ. Sinner to the left. Huh? And no, the text isn't necessary. No, just sinner to the left, Christ to the right, on the right side. Okay. We have sinner, and way to the right side, we have Christ. Now, we just discovered of the sinner, he is born of a woman. So we put that under sinner. Now, we're reading Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Have you found it? Galatians 4, 4, we haven't got all night. Do you have it? All right. Read with me now. But when the fullness of time was come, God did what? Sent forth his son. Keep reading. Read that again. Sent forth his son. Born how? Of a woman. How do we come into the world? Of a woman. How did Christ come into the world? Of a woman. So we have that on our list. Sinner, born of a woman. Christ, born of a woman. Let's stay in Galatians chapter 4. We begin reading verse 4 again. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. Read it. Made of a woman. Go on. Made under the law. Keep reading. To redeem them that were under the law. Now, do we come into the world under the law? Yes or no? The Bible says so. The same verse says, Jesus came how? Under the law. And so we put that on our list. The sinner comes into the world under the law. Jesus came into the world under the law. Let's keep reading. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Our subject, the example of a sinner. Romans 8, reading verse 7. It's a well-known verse. You ought to know it without looking. Are you ready? Read with me. What does it say? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's the way we are born. We are born with a mind that is carnal. In other words, we're born with what kind of nature? A fallen nature. That's how we're born. Let me say it again. We are born with a fallen nature. So under the heading for sinner, fallen nature. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. We'll read from verse 11. Hebrews 2, reading from verse 11, our subject, the example of a sinner. You have Hebrews chapter 2 in the New Testament. Going towards the back of the New Testament, you should bump into Hebrews. If you're looking at James and Peter, you've gone too far. If you're looking at Thessalonians, you're not there yet. All right. Verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth, keep reading, and they who are sanctified are all of one. Keep reading. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Let me ask you a question. Do most families have a black sheep in the family? Yes. And they tend to be ashamed. Why? Because of the person's life. Maybe if it's a man, he's involved in drugs and crime and in and out of jail. And so the family says, that's the black sheep. Now, in the eyes of God, the whole world is a black sheep. Are you with me? And so Jesus came, the Bible says, he and we are one. Because of that, he is not ashamed to do what? It's in the verse, call us brethren. He says, we're one. I and those sinners, we're one. Let's keep reading. Let's go to verse 14. Our subject, the example of a sinner. Read with me. I ask you all the time, but you never read, but try. Verse 14, Hebrews chapter 2. What does the Bible say? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Stop. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. What does the Bible say about flesh and blood? What does not inherit the kingdom? Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This weakened state into which we were born. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Paul could have said he took part of the same. He clearly wants to stress the similarity, the sameness between Christ and us. He also himself likewise took part of the same. Christ had the nature with which we are born. And so we put on our list, the sinner has the fallen nature. Christ took the fallen nature that he might understand what we go through. Let's review. The sinner is born of a woman. Christ was born of a woman. The sinner is born under the law. Christ was born under the law. The sinner comes with the weak nature. Christ came with the weak nature. Let's add one more to our list. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, you ought to know that without looking, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says the only way we can come to God is through faith. Romans 14 verse 23, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1 17. So the sinner lives by faith. And so under sinner we put, lives by faith. Let's go to John chapter 8. See if the same thing applied to Jesus Christ. It's about 5 minutes after 7. I'll try to release you by 7:45. But the key word is try. John 8 verse 29. You have John 8 29. Listen to Jesus and remember favor number 3. What's that? Think. All right. He that hath sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. Why? Finish the verse. For I do always the things, go on, that please him. You get a little higher. Let's read that microscopically. But what verse did we read before we read John 8:29? Hebrews 11:6, which says what? Somebody on this side. What does it say? Too slow. This side. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Finish the verse. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, Romans 1:17, I believe it is, the just shall live by faith. Now, listen to Christ. He that hath sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. Why? For I do always the things that what? What is Christ saying? If he does always what pleases God, what's the only way to please God? Come on, what's the only way to please God? By faith. Now, if Jesus says, everything I did pleased God, what is Jesus saying? He lived by faith. It's the only way to please God. He lived by faith in his Father's word. Without the word, there's no faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Finish it. Hearing by the word of God. Now, the sinner lives by faith. Christ is required to live by faith when he was on this earth in his human condition. Let's add another to the list. Is the sinner tempted? Have you ever been tempted? Yes. Let's go to James 1. James 1, we'll read 13 to 15. James chapter 1, 13 to 15, our subject, the example of a sinner. James, by the way, was the half-brother of Jesus. Jesus had another half-brother who wrote a book of the Bible. What is his name? Jude, yes. You know, at some point, his brothers did not believe in him. You see that in John 7, verse 5. They just didn't. In Mark chapter 3, verse 21, his family came to stop him from preaching and ministering. They just did not understand who he was and his ministry. Praise God. Before he died and went back to heaven, family members came on board. So if you're the only believer in your family, stay faithful. God will work through you to open the eyes of your family. Don't cave into the pressure from them to give up your God. Stay faithful, and God will work through you to bring your family on board. Somebody say amen. All right. Where are we reading now? James 1, 13 to 15. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is what? Tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, so the Bible says we are tempted. Say it again. The Bible says we are tempted. That's the sinner. So the sinner is tempted. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4. You were in James. You go to Matthew 4. We'll read verse 1. You have that? Read with me. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus Christ was tempted. Christ tempted. Let's review the list. The sinner is born of a woman. Christ is born of a woman. The sinner is born under the law. Christ was born under the law. The sinner is born with the weak fallen nature. Christ came into the world with the same nature. The sinner must live by faith. Christ lived by faith. The sinner is tempted. Christ was tempted. Let's add another to the list. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's read verse 17. That verse has only three verses, only three words. I believe you know what it says. We're supposed to do something without ceasing. Pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Mark 11:24, when ye pray, believe that ye receive it, and ye shall have it. We're called upon to pray. Luke 18:1, and he spake this parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or to give up. The sinner prays. Let's go to Luke 11. What's our subject? The example of a sinner. Luke 11, we'll read verse 1. Luke, by the way, was not just a Bible writer, he was a medical doctor by profession. So if you're a doctor or a dentist, a nurse, a physical therapist, occupational therapist, an engineer, whatever you are, you can serve God faithfully and know God's word the way Luke knew it, even better. All right. Luke 11, verse 1. Where are my King James people? Read with me. For once, surprise me. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. What was Jesus doing in a certain place? Praying. Go to Matthew 14. Matthew 14. Reading from verse 22. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, you pick up the verse now, he went up into a mountain apart to what? To pray. And when even was come, he was there alone. By the way, there must be a time when you and God spend time alone. Not with your wife or your husband or your children. You and God alone. There must be time for that in your life. Christ would leave the disciples, leave his family, and go off and pray to his Father alone. Yes, there's a time for us to pray. There's a time for the family to pray, the parents to pray, the children to pray. But there must be that time when it is only you and God. And so Christ prayed. And so the sinner prays, Christ prays. Let's go down the list again. Review is an effective way to learn. The sinner is born of a woman. Christ was born of a woman. The sinner is born under the law. Christ was born under the law. The sinner comes into the world with the fallen nature. Christ took our fallen nature. The sinner must live by faith. Christ lived by faith. The sinner is tempted. Christ was tempted. The sinner must pray. Christ prayed. Let's look at something else. Let's go to Ezekiel 18. We read verse 4. Let's not go there. Let's go to Acts 2, verse 37 and 38. Acts 2, 37 and 38. No, let me change my mind again. Matthew 28, this one is better, 18 and 19. Forgive me, but I think Matthew is where we ought to start. Matthew 28, 18 and 19, we know this passage as what? The great gospel commission, yes. Matthew was a thief before he met Christ. He was a publican. He collected taxes. They were all thieves. But when he met Christ, Christ turned him from a thief into a writer of the first gospel of the New Testament. If you allow Christ to meet you, he will change your life, whatever it may be, and make you fit for a place in his kingdom. Can you say amen? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Read verse 19 now. And what does it say? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Stop. We are to baptize. We teach, we baptize, and we teach again. All right, let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16. Read verse 15 for me of Mark 16. My King James people, what does that verse say? And he said unto them what? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to, keep reading, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So baptism is required of the sinner. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Our subject, the example of a sinner. Matthew 3. Begin reading from verse 16. Save time. No, let's read from 13. It doesn't do harm to read the Bible. We don't read it enough. Matthew 3, verse 13. When you found it, say amen. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? What does the next verse say? Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus is saying, no, I must do this, whatever this is. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us. Not only becometh Jesus, it becometh John. You see, it is good for someone to be baptized. It is good for someone to baptize them. Did you hear what I said? Thus it becometh us. When you're baptized, it's the right thing. When the preacher baptizes you, it's the right thing. So John is saying, you and I have a work to do. That is my baptism. And verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And so Jesus was baptized. The sinner is baptized. Christ is baptized. Let me quiz you. Give me all the lists so far. Let me start with this side. No, start with the sinner. The sinner. Christ is born. I'll start with the sinner. The sinner. The sinner. The sinner. The sinner. Number three, the sinner is born with the fallen nature. Christ came with the fallen nature. The sinner lived by faith. Christ lived by faith. The sinner, Christ was. Number six, the sinner, Christ. Number seven, the sinner, Christ. Let's add to the list. Let's go to Romans 6. Romans 6, it's 17 minutes after 7. Romans 6, you know this verse without looking. Verse 23, what does it say? The wages of sin is death, so that the sinner must die. Come on, speak confidently. The wages of sin is? What's the only reason people die? Not because of cancer. People die because of sin. The Bible never said the wages of sin is cancer. The wages of sin is death. Are you following me? Not hypertension. I'm not glorifying cancer or hypertension, but let's think biblically. The wages of sin is death. That's why people die. Now, cancer is an expression of death. Hypertension, an expression of death. Whatever else we have, an expression. But according to the Bible, people die because of sin. Now, so the sinner dies. Did Jesus die? Yes. You don't even need a verse. Did Jesus die? Yes. He said in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead. Several times he said, I will die, will rise again the third day. Mark 8, Mark 9, Mark 10, other places. Jesus died, the sinner died. Now, let's add one more to the list. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Here's another passage you already know from memory. But let's go find it so we have a backup plan in case our memory slips. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, reading verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, reading verse 16. When you found it, say amen. Read with me. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Will the dead be raised? Yes. So the sinner who's faithful to Christ will be raised. The sinner who's not faithful will also be raised. Are you following me? But not in the same resurrection. Are you with me? The Bible speaks of two resurrections. Blessed are they which take part in the first resurrection. That's for the saved. Those who have rejected Christ will come up in the second resurrection to receive the punishment. And so the sinner, saved or not, is resurrected. Is Jesus resurrected? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Our subject, the example of a sinner. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's read from verse 16, one of the most significant chapters of the entire Bible. 1 Corinthians 15, reading from verse 16. For if the dead rise not, keep reading, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now you read verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the and has become the first fruits of them that slept. The sinner is resurrected. Christ is resurrected. Let's go down that list one more time. The sinner is born. Christ is born of a woman. The sinner is born under the law. Christ is born under the law. The sinner comes with what nature? The fallen nature. Christ came with the same nature. The sinner lives by? Christ lives by. The sinner is? Christ was. The sinner prays? Christ prays. The sinner? Christ was. The sinner? Christ died. The sinner is? Resurrected. Christ was resurrected now. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we have seen your word, how clear it is. As I introduce the next element, let our faith in your word not waver. Give me simple expression, dear God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Does the sinner repent? Did Christ repent? Let me go up high to get away from your lack of faith. Is the sinner born of a woman? Was Christ born of a woman? Is the sinner under the law? Did Christ come under the law? Does the sinner have the fallen nature? Did Christ have the fallen nature? Is the sinner living by faith? Did Christ live by faith? Was the sinner tempted? Was Christ tempted? Did the sinner pray? Did Christ pray? What's the other one? Did the sinner get baptized? Did Christ get baptized? Does the sinner die? Did Christ die? Will the sinner be resurrected? Was Christ resurrected? Does the sinner repent? Did Christ repent? Yes! God bless you for being strong and enduring that earthquake. Did Christ repent? Yes. Let me ask you this. Why did Christ die? Because of sin. Listen to what I told you earlier. The only reason anyone dies is because of sin. Christ died because the Father made him what? Sin. Remember last night? He was made sin. He never chose to sin. Christ repented because he carried the sins of the world. If he could die because of sin, why can't he repent of sin? But on whose behalf? He died because of whose sins? Then he would have repented of whose sins?
Yes.
Now, listen to Ellen White. Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, page 196, paragraph 2. What did I just say? Manuscript Releases. What volume? 21. What page? 196. What paragraph? 2. In fulfilling all righteousness, listen carefully, Christ did not bring all righteousness to an end. Remember, he told John the Baptist, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That's what she's writing about. He says, she writes, in fulfilling all righteousness, Christ did not bring all righteousness to an end. Listen carefully. He fulfilled all the requirements of God. Let me go up high so you can see me. In repentance, faith, baptism, the steps in grace, in genuine repentance. Jesus went through the steps that lead, in genuine conversion, that lead to conversion. I need to say it again. Listen to the writings of God's servant. He fulfilled all the requirements of God. Then she lists them. In repentance, God requires that. Faith, he requires that. Baptism, he requires that. Why? Because they are the steps in grace, in genuine conversion. Christ went through the steps that lead to conversion. For whose sake? For our sake. Now, listen to Desire of Ages, page 111, paragraph 1. Christ did not receive baptism as a confession of guilt on his own account. Let me say that again. We've all read Desire of Ages, but we read and we miss a lot. Christ did not receive baptism as a confession of guilt on his own account. Now listen carefully. He identified himself with sinners, taking the steps that we are to take, doing the work that we are to do. What does she mean? What is part of the work? What is part of the steps that we're to take? Baptism. You see, Christ was our example. In his baptism, he's telling us, you do it. In his repentance, he's telling us, you do it. But in order for someone to repent, the person must first what? Well, sin, yes, but that's too obvious. You can't, to repent, you must know what you're repenting of. Are you with me? So you must first what? Begins with a C. Confess. Christ confessed, repented, was baptized. As an example for us. Yes, let me repeat. Christ repented, not of any sins he committed, but of sins he... Don't hesitate. Christ repented, not of sins he committed, but of sins he took or carried. Now, let me tell you why this is so vital. Listen to what Jesus says about the carnal nature. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh, our nature, profiteth what? Nothing. Now, if the flesh profiteth nothing, there is no repentance in the flesh. There's no confession in the flesh. Let's see that clearly demonstrated. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. What did Adam not do? He did not confess. What did he do? He blamed. The carnal nature blames. It is not confessed. We inherited that from Adam. Confession of sin is a gift from God. Repentance is a gift from God. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. No one can repent unless the urge to repent is placed in that man or that woman by God. Repentance is an urge that God gives us. Confession is an impulse God gives us. The carnal nature, Jesus says, profiteth nothing. But repentance is profitable. Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Repentance is a good thing. Confession is a good thing. The carnal nature cannot confess. It cannot repent. And so when you and I repent, we have to repent on the strength of the repentance of Jesus. Then God accepts it. Do you not understand? There's nothing you and I can do that God accepts unless it comes through Christ. Go to Acts chapter 5. Let's read verse 30 and verse 31. Our subject, the example of a sinner, precisely 7:30. We have 15 minutes, hopefully. Acts 5, 30 and 31. Where are my King James people? 30 and 31 of Acts 5. What does that say? God what? Raised up Jesus, go on, whom he slew, go on, and hanged. Him hath God with his to be a, and a, now read carefully, for to give repentance to Israel. Stop. It's something God gives you. The impulse to repent is a gift from God. The sinner of himself or herself cannot repent. Because the sinner does not see the need for repentance. The sinner sees why you should repent. He never sees why he should. So he knew Eve should repent. Brother Adam knew Eve should repent. She did it, not me. Then Eve said the serpent should repent. Repentance is a gift from God that we must exercise. Confession is a gift from God that we must exercise. That's why if you don't feel sorry for your sins, ask God to give you sorrow. You know, a psychopath does not feel sorry, does not understand, what did I do wrong? And some of us in church, we're spiritual psychopaths. We have no sense of, well, I did wrong, I'm not sorry, I'm not broken up over this, I don't have contrition. God gives us a broken heart. The example of a sinner. Jesus went through what we are to go through, that through him we might be acceptable to God. So when you're baptized, it is accepted by God because it is offered to God on the strength of the baptism of Jesus. You cannot come to God by yourself. When you say, good Father, forgive me for sinning today, that's confession. It is accepted because you pray with the consciousness my Savior has put in place his confession. On the tray or the plate of the confession of Christ, I offer my confession to God. It's like going through an airport. You don't go through security with the President of the United States. You don't go through security. Why? Because you are the President. Are you with me? When you pray, forgive me, you confess. God accepts it because it comes up based upon the confession of Jesus, who was an example for every sinner. When you and I are tempted, we remember Jesus was tempted. When we wonder, how can I conquer this temptation? We remember Jesus conquered how? It is written. When you and I are at the point of death, we don't panic. Jesus said, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And we die with Christ knowing that he came from the dead. And we will come back if we die in Christ. If you die outside of Christ, you're in trouble. Blessed are they which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. We die in Christ. We rise in Christ. And so we're baptized in Christ. We confess in Christ. We repent in Christ. We resist in Christ. We understand the word in Christ. We grow in Christ. We sit on the right hand of God, finish it, in Christ. Because He is the example for us. Christ was treated as a sinner, that we might be treated as saints. Christ was made poor, that we might be made rich. And so we use the verse we read last night. He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. That's Christ. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. It is all in Christ. And so tonight, I give you the comfort that when you say, Father, I am sorry, say it with the consciousness that Jesus long ago said sorry on your behalf. And your sorry is accepted by God because you offer it by faith in the confession of Jesus Christ. By faith in the repentance of Jesus Christ. By faith in the baptism of Jesus Christ. By faith in Christ. Our theme for this evening or this week is what? Who is that man? That man is my example in living, in resisting temptation, in confessing, in repenting, in baptism. He's my example in dying. He's my example in rising. Somebody say amen for Jesus. How many of you love Jesus? Can I see your hand? I love Him. Jesus is a nice man and a nice God. You know, anyway, I won't say that, but I love Jesus. I want to see Him. I was telling my mother yesterday, I want to see Jesus. I just want to look at Him and say, you're Jesus? And hear Him say, yes, my brother. Not my son, my brother. Did you hear what I said? In His humanity, Christ is my brother. He's also God. Now, I am son to the Father. I am brother to Jesus. Ah, you missed what I said. We love to show off when we have famous family members, don't we? If your cousin or your brother was, Bill Gates, you let everybody, you carry a t-shirt, I'm related to Bill Gates. Christ, somebody said no. Christ is your brother. Can you say amen? Live as though you're proud. Christ is your brother. You are His sister. Because He told Mary to tell Peter, go and tell Peter, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. The example of a sinner, an example in baptism, an example in resisting sin, an example in depending upon God's word, an example of faith, an example of prayer, an example of baptism, an example of dying, an example of rising. No wonder He said, without me, finish it, you can do nothing. You can't die right without me. How many will say, Father, please, Lord, here's my life. Connect me with Jesus. Can I see your right hand? Connect me with Jesus. Stand up with me. Let's pray. 20 minutes to 8. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear God, thank You for Your word. Lord, thank You for this mighty mystery called the humanity of Jesus. There is so much to learn. It will take an eternity and we still will not have enough time. We thank You that Jesus came of a woman, came under the law, came with our nature, was tempted, lived by faith, prayed, was baptized, died, rose, repented, confess, all as an example for us. That we might do these things through Him and therefore be accepted by God in the Beloved. Please, dear God, give us a constant consciousness of our oneness with Christ in His humanity and our oneness with You through His divinity. Let us walk with the consciousness that we have a brother called Christ and a father called God and an enemy called Satan. Let's leave this place with that confidence, dear Father. Let our example be Jesus. We thank you for him. Let us love him even more tonight. Bring us back tomorrow day, God, to hear your word again. I pray from my heart in Jesus' name. Let God's people say, amen and amen. Sing them over again to me, Wonderful Words of Life, 286. Sing them over again to me, Wonderful Words of Life. By the way, that's my favorite hymn. Love it very much. And they are words of life. They really are. I said I'd release you by 8:45. We have 3 minutes. In those 3 minutes, let me ask you this. What will you take from the message tonight? Raise your hand and tell us. What will you take with you from the message tonight? Jesus is our example. Everything is in Jesus, including repentance. Yes, my dear. Is that Brother Carl? All right. Okay. Somebody else. Yes, sister. Jesus is my brother in his humanity. He is. We must accept the literalness of that, because spiritual ties are more powerful than blood ties. Somebody else. What will you take? Yes, sister. Jesus took the nature like mine. He understands my weaknesses, but he makes no excuse for them because he gives us an example of an overcomer's life. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. Yes, my brother. There's nothing we can do to endear ourselves to God unless we go to God through Jesus Christ. We're accepted in the beloved. Somebody else, what will you take from the message tonight? We have 2 minutes. Say that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that's found where? We have Philippians 4:13. Okay. Yes, my brother. We have a message to give to those struggling with sin. Too many people view sin as unconquerable. We view sin as though it's ISIS. No. It can be conquered. Yes, somebody else. What will you take from the message tonight? That's a form of review, you see. Yes, sister. He repented of our sins because he never sinned. He was baptized for our sins. He confessed out. It's always for us. Yes, sister. If God is for you, who can be against you? Mm-hmm. Did I see your hand? He's not just an example. He's a perfect example. Al Capone is an example, but not perfect. Yes. Christ lived. We must live for others. Yes. That's the essence of being godly, thinking of others ahead of yourself. For God so loved the world that he took. Is that what the Bible says? That he gave. All right. One more, then we pray. All right. Yes. Well, more than one more. Okay. Accept the gift of confession and use it. And the gift of the resurrection, the gift of repentance. Accept the gift and use it. Now, this is a gift. Someone gave me this in Africa. Accept it, and I'm using it. Are you with me? Accept the gift of repentance and use it. Thank you, brother. Sister, I saw your hand. Yes. Yes. Jesus carried every single sin. His blood washes away every single sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from most unrighteousness. The Bible says that. All unrighteousness. Yes. From murder to a white lie or pink lie, whatever the color is. All right. Anybody else? Yes. All the steps we must go through, Jesus went through. So he laid down the path to follow. Put your feet in his footsteps. Can't go wrong. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Let God's people say, amen and amen. Drive safely. Keep the speed limit. Try to bring someone with you tomorrow. Have a restful night. Remember our high calling, page 116, paragraph 2. Your last thought at night. Your first thought in the morning should be of him in whom is centered your hope of eternal life. Go to sleep thinking of Jesus. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.